I'm Hilary Davey, Technology Strategist with Microsoft New Zealand, and I'm here today with Eric Chang. Eric's from Microsoft Research Asia, and he's a Senior Director of Technology Strategy. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hi, Hilary. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for coming.
Great. Thanks for inviting me.
Anytime. So, Microsoft Research Asia. So, what do you guys do?
So, Microsoft Research is a fundamental research branch of Microsoft's R&D operation. So, we have about 850 PhD researchers who do research in the area of all areas of computer science, ranging from compilers to operating systems to computer vision. And then we sort of focus on 5 to 10 years time frame out. So basically we're looking at technologies that will be in products 5 to 10 years out.
Wow, sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. So I heard Kinect was about 10 years in the making?
Yes, so in terms of computer vision, which Kinect uses a lot, and also speech recognition, which Kinect also uses, Microsoft Research has been investing in these areas for over 20 years now. In fact, this year is actually the 20-year anniversary of Microsoft Research. So we actually have invested in over 20 years of R&D in computer vision and also in speech recognition. And then so when the Kinect product team came up with the idea to create this product, they basically went through many different Microsoft Research labs and then talked to the researchers there and sort of tried to find solutions to tough problems that they were facing. For example, in terms of Kinect, if you are using speech recognition in the living room with like background music and things like that coming out of Kinect, how do you actually cancel out the noise, for example? So that's one example where speech recognition technology that has been sort of incubated in the research lab for over 10 years have been sort of applied.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what other cool technologies have you guys been involved in?
So we have also worked a lot on features that were shipped with Bing. For example, we worked on a feature called Similarity Image Search. So that when you use Bing to search for photographs, what it allows you to do is actually to look for photographs that are similar to the photograph that you have in mind. So for example, you can actually paint a little profile. So if you're looking for a portrait with someone in a red dress, you can actually paint a portrait of the red dress, and you actually try to match a photograph with that kind of characteristic. So that's one example where we're applying media search technology into Bing.
Fantastic. So what would a day in the life of a Microsoft researcher look like?
So we are actually organized sort of almost like a computer science department in a university. So it's very bottom up. So we hire mostly PhD students right out of school. And then we actually invite them to come in and conduct basic research. But in the meantime, we also encourage them to have very close interaction with product team so that we actually treat product teams as our partners and customers. And whenever we have technologies are ready to be applied in the product, then we transfer them.
Great. Mm-hmm. And if someone wanted to join Microsoft Research, what are you looking for and how would someone go about getting a job with you guys?
So we're constantly recruiting in the top PhD programs around the world. So we typically apply, typically recruit essentially PhD students who are right out of school. And then it's almost like sort of inviting someone to come in as a sort of assistant professor at the computer science department of a top level university. So they must demonstrate they have research potential and their ability to do sort of great individual research. But we also look for characteristics such as the passion to transfer that technology into products so that you actually have an impact in the real world as well.
Fantastic. Now, you've got a couple of sessions at TechEd New Zealand. Want to give us a quick insight into what you'll be talking about?
Yes, I'll be talking about research technologies that are currently coming out of Microsoft Research that people can actually take advantage of. So one example is the Kinect SDK that Microsoft Research put online in June. So that's one thing we'll be talking about. And another thing will be, for example, we have some technology called Infer.net, which is a sort of research technology coming out of Microsoft Research Cambridge, which allow you to do use machine learning to do inferences on a large set of data. So that's kind of technology that's very new, and we want to get feedback and also encourage so developers to utilize them and give us feedback on the technology.
All right, well, sounds very exciting. Thank you again for coming in to talk to us. And come and see Eric in the sessions. Thanks, guys.